This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. An ardent U.S. ally, Kosovo, has now agreed to take in Afghanistan evacuees who failed to clear initial rounds of screening and host them for up to a year. That's according to a U.S. official Saturday, and an intended fix to one of the security problems of the frantic U.S. evacuation from the Kabul airport. The U.S. plan is likely to face objections from refugee advocates who already complain of a lack of public disclosure and uncertain legal jurisdiction in the Biden administration's use of overseas screening sites. Those quickly set up overseas transit sites are still operating near or at full speed to verify eligibility and look for security issues among thousands of Afghans and smaller numbers of Americans flown out of the Taliban and held Afghanistan between August 15th and August 31st. Taliban special forces and camouflage fired their weapons into the air. That brought an abrupt and frightening end to the latest march in the capital by Afghan women who demanded equal rights from the new rulers. The Women's March Saturday is the second in as many days in Kabul and began peacefully. Demonstrators laid a wreath outside Afghanistan's defense ministry to honor the former Afghan army personnel who died fighting the Taliban before marching onto the presidential palace. Also on Saturday, the chief of Pakistan's powerful intelligence agency, which has an outsized influence on the Taliban, made a surprise visit to Kabul. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is planning to visit all three 9/11 memorial sites to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks and pay his respects to nearly 3,000 people killed that day. Biden will visit Ground Zero in New York City, the Pentagon, and the memorial outside Shanksville, Pennsylvania. That's where Flight 93 was forced down, according to the White House on Saturday. The Biden will be accompanied by the First Lady Jill Biden. Vice President Kamala Harris will travel to Shanksville, Pennsylvania for a separate event before joining the president at the Pentagon. Harris will travel with her spouse, Doug Emhoff. Biden's itinerary is similar to the one that President Barack Obama followed in 2011 on the 10th anniversary of the attacks. Obama's visit to New York City coincided with the opening of a memorial at the site where the iconic World Trade Center towers once stood. The U.S. Navy has declared five missing sailors dead nearly a week after a helicopter crashed into the Pacific Ocean, shifting the search for them to a recovery effort on Saturday. The move followed more than 72 hours of coordinated rescue efforts and nearly three dozen search and rescue flights to look for the wreckage. The names of the sailors were being withheld until their next of kin had been notified. Also injured on Tuesday were five other sailors who were on board the USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier where the helicopter was operating on the deck before the crash. They were in stable condition as of Saturday, according to a spokesman for the Pacific Fleet. France's worst virus outbreak is now unfolding 12 time zones away from Paris, devastating Tahiti and other islands of French Polynesia. The South Pacific archipelago lacks enough oxygen, ICU beds, and morgue space, and the vaccination rate is barely half the national average. Simultaneous outbreaks on remote islands and atolls are straining officials' ability to evacuate patients to the territory's few hospitals. France's latest challenge in juggling resources to battle the pandemic and form a colonies that stretch around the world. The crisis in French Polynesia is blamed on vaccine skepticism, high obesity and diabetes rates, and the decision to reopen to some tourists this summer. And tens of thousands protested in Switzerland on Saturday for the legislation of same-sex marriage in the Alpine country. The protest came ahead of a national referendum on September 26th on the legislation of gay marriage, which has already been introduced in many other European countries. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.